Here are steps on how to settle on a niche. 1. While this may seem slightly overwhelming at first, many people have done it and succeeded at it. Therefore, refer to what has already been done by others. A fantastic reference tool you can use is the ClickBank Marketplace, because it already has over 21,000 products. After that, niche down. You simply can't be the guy with the same rehashed stuff. Don't do what everyone else is doing. You should be original, unique, and better than everyone in your niche. If you can't find something fresh, make something existing better. In short, tap into a marketable niche and then offer extraordinary value. Find a familiar topic you really love and stick to it. Focus on your chosen niche and be the expert. Once people start seeing you as the go-to person in your niche, you'll reap great rewards. It's very important that you make sure you know what you're talking about. For example, if your niche is about jet engines and you only know what they look like, you're less likely to say much about them. Hot tip: you should be passionate enough to withstand the long, tiresome research period and offer your consumers more and more content to make them see your passion for the subject oozing out of you. 3. Once your business has grown to some extent, consider outsourcing your work to other people with the relevant skills who are passionate about your niche. Doing this will expand your business much more. Are you finding it difficult to get a niche? Well, it's not really that hard, but you need to be very careful when making your choice, because it's not easy to change into something else later. Here's something you must keep in mind. Reminder: choices are everywhere. There are a bazillion of problems in the world, so every single day there's someone with a problem that needs fixing. This is the point you come in as a great problem solver. However, you first need to spot the problems you can fix and learn a lot about them. The internet already offers millions of ready solutions to problems for free. So how the heck can you spot something that's sellable and meets your passion? Truth be told, you're the only one that's able to answer that. Perhaps you know a great deal about fitness, learning new languages, singing, cooking, sign language, hiking, vehicles, motorbikes, sports, money management, investing, running, clothes, nutrition, computers, management. The list is endless. Whatever it is that you know well, are passionate about, and wouldn't mind talking about it for hours, days, weeks, or even years, this is probably something you can venture into. The crucial thing is to find a niche that you're able to expand for the long term. Hot tip: you'd want to be able to create something just once and end up selling it over and over again. This is a major key to success, and it's what you should aim for. You have to have a product, be it yours or someone else's, that you're basically able to sell over and over again without needing to make it every now and then. This is the single most effective way for maximizing your profit and compounding your efforts. If you always have to make something new for every new customer, you'll be a slave to your work. This is not what we want to build in this book. We want to save the endless hours that you have to exchange for money while making active income. Let me explain this with an example. For example, let's assume you really love cooking so much, such that you've gone for cooking classes, even when you're not necessarily a chef, have participated in competitions revolving around cooking, are a member of countless cooking forums online, and have even tried teaching a group of people on how to prepare different foods. Think about it. If you love cooking so much, such that you can volunteer to prepare a friend's meals, provided there are ingredients, even to the extent of canceling your appointments just for the love of cooking, then you probably need to try venturing into something that relates to cooking. The idea here is to have lots of passion in whatever you want to venture into. Get the drill? Now do this. Take action. Set up a website and start selling downloadable digital products to your potential online customers. Find out what you're probably able to sell in the cooking niche. If not millions, there are literally thousands of products, including recipe books, videos, food videos and photos, cooking appliances, and much more. Set up a website and sell digital products which people download. The bottom line: you just need to create a website and then focus on your preferred niche at once. However, there's much more to it than this. You may perhaps set up a website and sell physical real products and then post them, or sell digital products on your website which people can download. Let's see, which is the better option? The digital product option, of course, especially because the costs involved are considerably lower, and the fact that you can sell and keep selling as opposed to physical products, which you must ship. So how do you transform your passion into a digital product?